And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to episode 1017 of Down to Dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcasts. Go to theathletic.com/down to dunk and get The Athletic for $3.99 a month. I am Luke, joined this morning by Andrew.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool. Woo!
Slam through.
And Taylor. Sundays are always a little sad.
It's that rev up.
But the day before is a Saturday.
Saturday! 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 Saturday!
Slam through. You're beginning to okay.
What was that?
I get into dad joke character.
Yeah.
On that one, I lost my breath.
I didn't really understand the joke. Say it again.
Okay. It's good.
I was just so caught up on your rev up.
Sundays are always a little sad, but it sounds like I'm doing an ad reading now.
It kind of does.
Sundays are always a little sad, but the day before is a Saturday.
Oh.
See? And then yeah. I went into Saturday. Saturday night's all right.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I like that. Okay, so quick plug for our Tuesday event.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be really
good.
I thought
it was on Monday.
Would you like to bring over some of the prize packs?
I do. I will. And Elman? I do.
So we are going to have giveaways at our Down to Dunk lottery party. If you are watching on YouTube, you're about to view some of our cool things. Anthem Brewing has given us a prize pack. Yeah, that's good. Cool hat, shirt, and glass.
And a
$25 gift card. Wow. So you can go check out their tap room, a previous sponsor of the show. Yeah, and then we also have another prize pack from our friends at Prairie. We'll also have gift cards from the Mule. We will have Oklahoma Shirt Company has a prize pack. Our good friends at ShopGood also. So all are welcome, all ages, at the Mule in Edmond. Lively Beer Works will also have a prize pack as well. So come join us at the Mule. It's at 16 South Broadway in Edmond, Oklahoma. It's in downtown Edmond. It is not in downtown OKC, so do not go to that location. There will be good food there that night. However, we will not be there.
So which one again is that that we're at?
In Edmond, 16 South Broadway in Edmond, Oklahoma. So come join us. I know some people are coming in from out of town. I know some locals that'll be there. It should be a great time. We just all need to be there together to experience either the bliss or misery.
Yes.
That will
hopefully
ensue.
The prize packs will help make a great night even better for some people.
Yeah.
And then, or will help, you know, put a Band-Aid on the wound of a bad night.
Well, let's talk about that. What is worst case scenario, Andrew?
7-18 is the worst case scenario.
Oh, yeah. Ouch.
Yeah. I mean, that would be quite bad.
Yeah.
Run us one. Let's see what happens.
So,
God,
we're going to run. Let me share my screen real quick with our YouTubers.
Guys, I don't want to put too much pressure on this, but this is it.
Like, this is the one. Do you guys do Tankathon?
Yes.
You guys take spins?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever sit there and say to yourself, this is the one? This is it.
Yeah.
I'm locked in.
Yeah. No, I've transitioned to like a grouping of 20, and then I'll take like an average. I'll see what the average is and then go with there.
Okay. Here it is. I seriously close my eyes.
Yeah.
Because I just don't. Just can't handle it. Oh gosh.
Was it worst case scenario?
No, they got number 1 and 18.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Pretty cool.
Do it again. I bet we get Rockets 5th.
Again. Well, 1 and 18 again.
Huh. 1 and 18.
We have to stop. We have to stop.
Yeah.
1 and 18.
But we got to do 18 more.
Yeah. Well,
because we got to see these averages.
We have to get a running average. This is a huge deal for the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we don't know that all of these guys are going to be good. We don't know that. We think we know. We also don't quite understand who the 7 through 12 guys are.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that guy is the best guy in the draft. We don't know. So it doesn't necessarily determine everything on Tuesday, but it sure feels like it.
It's all about our feelings on Tuesday.
It feels very important.
It sure feels like it.
All about feelings on Tuesday.
So I'm just nervous.
I'm nervous too. I'm slightly freaking out about it, if I'm being honest.
If we get...
Who are we sending? Who's our representative that we're sending?
I don't think we know yet. I don't think the Thunder have announced
that. I hope we don't know and it's a surprise. And then I hope it's Poku.
It would be so great if it was Poku.
Let's just imagine this night. We've already gone over WCS, worst case scenario. So now let's do BCS. Poku, surprise. And we get 1 and 5.
And then they give Poku a microphone after we win.
Oh, my
God. Actually, no. He just dances. He does his little dance.
I'd love that.
That would be amazing.
Gosh, if Poku danced all over the NBA like lottery stage.
That would be one of the best Tuesdays I've ever had if this happens.
One of the best?
Yeah, I'm sure that there's a Tuesday I'm not remembering.
There's not a lot of great Tuesdays.
I know,
there.
That's what I'm saying. Like this, I think you could vault it to the top.
Yeah. Mm. It'd be the best.
I just don't want to make an assumption. I want to be fair to my history.
Yeah. We will be doing a live
slander the other Tuesdays.
You don't want to slander other your Tuesdays past. Really,
I get it. I get it.
Oh, man. So, Lawrence Field says, is it bad that I want Houston's pick to convey to the Thunder over the first pick in the draft?
No, it's all about feelings. I completely understand it. It would feel as good to get Houston's 5th pick as it would to get the first pick. I really think that.
I do not agree.
It would feel good. It would feel good, though.
It would feel good. As the first pick, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Is Cade just going to stay the number 1 overall pick? Or you think we're going to have a last second? No.
I don't think so. I think the combination of size and shooting is going to be too much for anybody to say no to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody else, like Jalen Green, like never defended anybody in the G League. Not that he couldn't, but he didn't. Jalen Suggs, the shooting is worrisome. Evan Mobley fades in and out of games. So like, there's like significant holes in everybody's game except for Cade.
I want him.
Yeah.
I want him on our team.
Yeah.
And so we should get him. That's how that works.
Is that how your life has
I
worked?
I want him. We need to get him.
Yeah. So again, Tuesday, 16 South Broadway in Edmond. Come join us at the Mule. So the lottery show on TV starts at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
You can start getting to the Mule around 6:30.
Can we say
perhaps before
we want two people to wear? I'm going to wear Thunder. I'm going to wear my Down to Dunk Thunder jersey.
Okay.
And you want only two people to wear,
and
something?
I think other people should wear their Thunder stuff as well.
Yeah, I mean,
I think we should all be there.
I think it's a given.
I think it would help us do better if we all did.
If you don't wear your shirt, you are working against us.
You really need to.
I'm wearing my Too Good to Tank shirt.
Yeah, that's absolutely a good one. It's a good vibe.
You know my Down to Dunk Thunder jersey number?
No,
69.
That's true.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. All right.
I haven't heard that joke from you before.
It's not a joke. It's the thing I own. It's in my car.
Really?
Yeah.
A Down to Dunk jersey?
Prove it.
What are you talking about?
All right.
be back.
He'll be right back.
Down to Dunk Jersey.
Ted John's back doing bigger and mystery. Ted John's back doing bigger and mystery.
He's really going to his car.
He really is. He waddled out there.
He did kind of waddle.
We can, I just am so fascinated by this Dallas stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to use this segment to talk about it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Also, if you don't know, okay, Bob Vulgaris, better known as Haralla Bob Vulgaris, if you were a Simmons listener for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the first, okay, hold on, Luke's back.
So if you're on YouTube, you can see Luke's jersey. It really is.
Oh, down to dunk. I understand now.
69 jersey.
Okay. How did I not know you had that?
No,
I told you. He sent us a picture of it when he got it. So if you're not subscribed to YouTube, you just missed out big time. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Smash that subscribe button.
Will you throw that jersey? Will you just wear it, please?
I guess.
Come on, just throw it on over that. Thank you. Okay, Haralla Bob Vulgaris, who was a big character in this story of all this Dallas stuff. If you're not caught up with the stuff that's going on in Dallas, subscribe to The Athletic and go read Tim Cato and Sam Amick's stuff.
Cato?
What
Cato.
Cato?
Yeah.
Sorry, Cato, bro.
Cato.
So I want to talk about Haralla Bob Vulgaris. He was on Bill Simmons' show for a long time.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know who he was. He was just like, I thought he was just one of Simmons' gambling buddies or something like that. Well, turns out this guy was like, is not from a rich family. He's not from like a super wealthy history. He worked at an airport and he's just this one of those like weirdos that's just extremely smart and can figure out how to do things. And made all his money gambling on NBA games.
Yeah.
And then playing poker. And became kind of a celebrity in Vegas and started building. And he was the guy who then got hired by Mark Cuban to try to, you know, I don't know how you describe it.
He's like, they build him as like some kind of like analytics consultant.
Mm-hmm. And then he ends up, you know, running the entire franchise from the shadows. And then from the shadows,
he's the puppet master.
He comes out of the shadows and now everyone knows who he is. And he was let go. But if you look him up,
I don't think he was let go.
I don't think he was either.
Wait, I thought he was.
No. It was never.
Carlisle and the GM are gone.
Yeah, he's still there.
Still there.
I didn't see that report. He is still there?
Yeah. He's still there. Kevin O'Connor said it on like Locker Room and then people started tweeting about it, but it wasn't true.
Oh, we got KOC'd again. I almost said the word.
Yeah, we got KOC'd.
Yeah.
So that would be great if that was just, you were just so good at betting that they're like, hey, let's pay you money to come and bestow your wisdom on us.
He is. I mean, what kind of savant do you have to be to figure out, like, to be better than Vegas? Like, to beat odds constantly. Enough so that you are a millionaire. On sports gambling.
It's quite rare.
Here's the other thing that I would assume about him. I'm guessing he's a pretty fun hang.
No, I was going to say, look him up on Google Images and just look at all the images on there and you can see exactly what his personality is from his face.
Yeah.
I bet he's a fun hang.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm serious because he's friends with Bill Simmons and he's fun hang for rich guys, I'd say.
I would say I have heard zero nice things about him.
Well,
I would say Amin Alhassan talked about him on the Levitard show a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Amin was like, I've hung out with him. He's really smart. He is a special kind of person. And he's an a-hole.
Really?
Yes. Mm. And you look at his face. He cannot be anything else other than...
I've heard zero nice things about him. I've heard one person that I know that's interacted with him. Like, yeah, he's cool. But that person has never said anything bad about anybody.
Oh, you can't trust those people. You can't trust people that only say bad things. You can't trust people that only say good things.
It's true.
Luke, am I slandering Bob Vulgaris right now? Talking about his face, or is it true?
No, because that's your
opinion. Bob Vulgaris could sue America right
him?
Now if yeah, we're talking him. About slander.
Ha Vulgaris.
I didn't know how to spell his name.
Bob?
I knew.
But that's okay. But this guy who has not been let go, so their coach is gone. Okay,
Their championship level coach.
Yes, a top five, probably top three NBA coach.
Literally a spot you could not upgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they going to do?
I don't know.
And is this, and also it was reported that Vulgaris was Luka's like number one, I don't want him here guy. I don't want him around guy. So what is Cuban doing here? Is he just playing? What's going on here?
I don't know. I think, honestly, you can almost compare it to even like the James Harden trade of the Thunder, where they're like, oh, like we have created so much magic in the past. Mm-hmm. We can just do it. We got this. And he probably thinks, I was the owner of that championship team. I was the owner that drafted Luka. I can go find smart people and put them in places. I do that all the time with all my companies. Look at all the money I have. I can do this. I can put them in the right place. And like, we drafted all these guys. We can go get somebody else that's better than James Harden. You know what I mean? And it's like, actually, you probably can't go find just go find somebody that's better than Rick Carlisle. Yeah. Like, you probably can't do that. And Donnie Nelson, I know he hasn't done a great job recently, but he helped put together that 2011 team. He helped put together, you know, these drafts where I think they've done a good job with Doncic and Brunson. And obviously the Porzingis deal hasn't worked out, but that's not entirely their fault even. Like, Porzingis had a weird career.
It seems like there's someone in the Mavericks organization that doesn't like Luka and is putting, like, there's stuff like, oh, Luka and Porzingis really don't get along. Oh, Luka's kind of a diva. Oh, Lucas and Haralabob don't get along. Oh, yeah. Luka and Carlisle have issues. Like, there's someone in the Mavs that's like, does not like Luka and has big beef against him.
Luka is difficult, but
what do you expect though? He's what, 22 now?
Yeah.
Was like EuroLeague's MVP when he was 19?
Top of the league over there. Top of the league over here. I mean, yeah, apparently he's difficult, but the truth is like every star is difficult.
When you're that good, you can be difficult.
It's rare that a guy that's like that is not difficult. Like Steph Curry is the exception in so many ways in the NBA. Like, he's one of the few stars that isn't difficult. Like, just think about Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook,
Kyrie, Harden.
Yes. All very difficult personalities. LeBron, if he doesn't have control, you think he'd be difficult?
Yes.
I think he would be.
Is Dame difficult though? Probably not.
Dame is also an exception, but he's also not.
He's like, fair.
Yeah. And Dame, I don't know. I think Dame is just slightly a tier below the like Doncic level star and like the LeBron level star and the Steph level star.
Kawhi, another one.
Kawhi, very difficult. He's been very difficult. Now he's likely out for the rest of the playoffs. Isn't that wild? The amount of stories that hit, particularly on Wednesday and then continued through Thursday, has been so wild and like difficult to keep up with. It was just funny timing because Wednesday was supposed to be the day that we talked about how Kevin Durant is the best player in the world. And I was like, nope, the world wouldn't even let it happen.
Yeah, nope, we're going to talk about Dallas. I mean, it is a much juicier story.
Well, Dallas, Chris Paul
situation. Oh, wow, yeah.
The coaching changes with Scott Brooks, you know, they couldn't come
SVG.
Stan Van Gundy. And then the Zion news yesterday.
Oh, God, wow.
The story that Will Guillory put out. I mean, it's a lot. And we'll get to some questions about the Zion stuff here in a second. L-Man?
Did Taylor do it?
That's what it was.
Oh, I missed the drop. Hey, it's L-Man. Hey, I love the internet, and this is why. This is the story about KD and Lana Rhodes, who he took on a date, but then had a backup date. This is a female Instagram person, I would say.
She's an adult
entertainment past is what I would say. Okay. She has been going around on podcasts saying that, kind of dropping some juicy details about this date that went bad with a New York NBA player. And was on several podcasts dropping different information about it. First one she's on, she's saying, I went on this date and this date was so bad. It's like the last guy she dated. And she was like, he's a New York basketball player. We hung out in Miami in mid-April. Mm-hmm. So what do... The internet goes to, you know, the NBA schedule and finds out that mid-April, who is playing in Miami? The Knicks. No, I'm sorry, the Nets. The Nets.
Is this an Elfrid Payton story? What is this?
No, it's the Nets. And so right away, it's like halved the list of suspects.
Yeah.
Right. And then she goes on and she's like, she's telling the story and she's like, oh, but I should have known because he's a Virgo. And so then they look the Brooklyn roster and they go down and the only Virgo on the roster is Kevin Durant.
Seriously?
Only one?
Birthday, September 28th. And so...
Wow.
And so they figured out, well, this is Kevin Durant. So apparently what he did is he went on invited her to a game and then afterwards, like, let's go out and, like, go on a date.
Yeah.
Go out on a date. And he also invites a backup. So that if the date goes bad, he has a backup. And she said that it went terrible. He had no interests. Didn't say he liked anything, disliked anything. Was terrible at small talk. And if you go to Katie's Twitter and look at the very top, his header image is a text that it looks like he has sent that says, like, I don't do small talk. So...
Cool.
It was KD.
Yeah, that sounds really fun.
And I just loved it that the internet was able to just, like, look at all these clues and be like, we have figured out who this is immediately.
Yes.
It's great.
That's amazing. That is, Luke, what you've brought here today is a Luke's deep dive. This is what it is.
This is what I bring every week.
No, it's not. Huh. Because what you really do is you're on parts of the internet that we're not.
I know.
And you listen to podcasts that we do not listen to. And
yeah.
So, and I would say that most of our listeners agree with this. And so it's good for you to bring this new information.
I've been ready. I've had this locked and loaded. I'm ready to go.
That's great.
But KD might be a good basketball player, but bad date.
I will say this. Kevin Durant, not a Virgo.
What?
He is not a Virgo. Joe Harris is a Virgo. Jeff Green is a Virgo.
Which one is he? I may have messed up the astrological signs.
I don't know.
It's definitely KD, though.
It is KD. It might have been.
Okay.
He might. I don't know which one it was. I don't know the oh God, now the astrology people are going to come for me.
Yeah, you're screwed.
But it was him. He's the only one of whatever he is.
Okay. September 29th is his birthday. There's a lot of fact checking going on here. There's a lot of holes in this story.
You gotta do it.
And it might not be September 28th. Which one's after Virgo? Is it Leo? No. I don't know my astrology.
Bro.
Oh, dude, let's do our next week. I'm going to come and do our charts.
Libra.
Ooh, a Libra.
And I think it's Libra. Whatever it is, he's the only one.
Whatever it is, he's the only one. I have to fact check it to find out because
look, I'm wrong. September 29th.
Yeah.
Close. And that counts for a lot.
It does. It counts for a lot in a Luke's deep dive.
Okay.
But then she dropped that whatever his sign was. He's the other one.
I have a lot of opinions about this that I probably can't talk about.
All right. We'll be right back after this quick break.
The other thing is she's pregnant.
Oh. Is that true?
Yeah.
With?
I don't know.
Oh,
the story's about to get juicy. The story's about to get juicier.
And we're back from that quick break.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for
real. This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Twitter questions!
Twitter question number one comes from at Panicked Waddle, who wants to know, can you all think of any bigger dorks than the people who Photoshop a player wearing their favorite team's jersey after any NBA news breaks about that player?
Yeah, it's always a Lakers jersey.
There's a lot of Thunder jerseys floating around. It's like, hey, drama in Dallas. What would Luka look like in a Thunder jersey?
Get to work, Presti.
I don't really hate this. I kind of like it.
You do?
I kind of do.
Well, that's because you're a big dork.
Yeah. That's probably true. But I kind of like, I was like, huh, that would look pretty cool. I would like that. It kind of works. Look,
what's cool about your jersey today is if I were to Photoshop you into a jersey, it would be this.
See my 69 jersey?
Yeah.
Here's what we need to do. We need to Photoshop Thunder players in 69 jerseys.
Oh, man. Is there a bigger dork?
I mean, yes, there probably are bigger dorks.
Yeah. Here's what, you know who I think is bigger dorks? People, specifically guys, who are into model trains. I think model trains is the dorkiest of the dorky. Yeah, we've talked about this
before. We've been over this, yeah.
There's a model train store by my work.
Whistle Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whistle Stop. Whistle Stop. Yeah.
Are you? Wait.
I'm not a model train guy. I've not been in the store, but I want to go in.
I haven't seen the second bedroom in your house in a long time.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing on model trains. You have to contribute an entire room to it.
You do.
Yeah. KD was kind of setting up a model train.
Was he? Because your cousin, owner of the Mule, Joey, has gotten really into Christmas villages.
Yeah.
And I told him, man, I said, you're one step away from model trains. You're going to look like that and look at your Christmas village and think, God, I wonder what my town would look like all year round. And then the next thing you think is, man, I sure would look good with a little train running through there. And then you can never come back. Then you just have a basement that is unusable.
Yeah, that's true.
Can we move to the next one? I'm biting my tongue so hard.
Yes, our next Twitter question comes from at ThunderFan2415, who wants to know, who do you all see winning it all this year now that Nets seem unlikely?
I don't know. I don't know that they are that unlikely.
Yeah, why are they unlikely?
Unlikely.
They got to go to game 7.
God, I just can't see the Bucks. Okay, last night, Chris Middleton has that Cash. I didn't know his nickname was Cash with a K, by the way.
Is it?
I mean, even Mark on the broadcast called him Cash.
I know, but
do you think
is it really his nickname?
No, his name is Chris.
Chris.
Yeah. It's like stop trying to make Cash happen.
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
Well, and they're spelling it wrong. It's like do K H A S H.
Cash.
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 Yeah. The thing about, if the Bucks will just do what they did last night, and it's not even Chris going crazy, it's Giannis not taking any threes and Giannis just trying to just abuse whoever their big guy is.
God, that jumper is so off, though. He's still taking like those mid-range pull-ups, which they're giving him room like he has to. This is the same thing I got mad at Bam Adebayo for not doing.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the guy, you've got to take him.
You got to
take
him. But
that jumper is off.
Yeah.
Brick City out there.
He was a lot better last night, though.
He was. He was a lot better. KD was good. Harden looked a little bit better. But
yeah, a little bit better. They both played 40 minutes. They're just playing like way too much.
Well, and literally if you watch the Nets right now, you don't even realize that there's other players on the floor other than KD and Harden.
Because there's not.
But they had good, like, they have some usable role players out there.
Yeah.
I wish, like, Joe Harris is, I feel bad for him. He's really, his shot has gone at the wrong time.
He's struggled.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really struggling. And Jeff Green had, like, the ultimate Jeff Green, like, two games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's Jeff Green's career in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Where you get to see, like, this incredible, just, he's hitting everything, he's defending everybody, he's spectacular, and then the next game, 2 of 9, 5 points, 6 boards.
But at least that's, like, his spot, his role on the team.
He's
like
a vet minimum guy. Yeah, it's great.
I mean, and I'd say he gave them a win. He got them a win. You yeah. want your role players in a playoff series. Like, your stars are going to get most of the wins. Every now and then, you're going to need another guy to step it up and just do it.
And it's a good thing they're at home because yeah. role players typically play better at home. So that's a big deal.
We might get a big game out of Blake.
Blake's pretty. I mean, Blake's been good.
He has been good.
I mean, he should be their third best player, and he easily has been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been super solid. But yeah, who do you pick? Who are you picking to win the title if you had to pick today?
I just okay. I need to root for Milwaukee, but I can't.
I don't believe in them.
I don't.
I don't believe in them at all. And after what the Sixers did, I don't believe in them either.
I just don't really want to watch them in the finals, which is weird. If I'm really being honest.
Also, I don't really want to root for the Jazz.
Yeah. Okay. What?
It's got to be the Suns. The Suns is who I want to win.
I would love it to be the Suns.
If it's Nets Suns, that will actually be a fun finals.
Could
right?
be fun. Yeah.
If Chris Paul comes back. Okay, Chris Paul. Yeah. Is there a chance that these are false negatives, or we know for sure he has COVID?
They're not giving an update until tomorrow.
Okay. But if he, so say it's a false negative, he has to, you know, test positive.
False positive, yeah.
False positive, and he has to test.
Negative.
Negative.
Mm-hmm.
How many times? Like 3 or 5, something like that.
I don't know.
Let's just say he's back. Can he come straight back?
I don't know.
Oh, God. We don't even know.
I don't know the rules.
He's vaccinated. I don't know what the I don't know what it looks like. Mm-hmm. We've seen what it looks like. And Steve Clifford was vaccinated and got COVID and had to miss.
There was another player.
He had to miss. He missed like 6 games. So like, I don't know what the equivalent, I don't know how many days that was. It was probably 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
that he missed.
Man.
Or Chris, I would not count on him being there game one of the Western Conference Finals. Which is
like, who would have home court in that? I can't think of their regular season records.
I think the Jazz would. The Jazz were number one seed.
Okay. No, I guess I'm thinking about if we're assuming Phoenix and Nets are in the finals. I guess.
Oh, Phoenix.
Why do I keep thinking this is the conference finals right now? We're not even there yet.
We're not even there
yet. Okay, no. So we're fine.
Are we?
Well, I just. If the Suns make the finals, like, Chris Paul has to play.
Yeah.
For the NBA.
If the Suns make, yeah, if he makes the finals, he should be back by then.
What is best for the league? What is the best finals outcome? The two teams in the finals for the league.
Clippers-Nets?
Here's how
but
it
not
is.
No really. Kawhi? Not with not Kawhi. Probably Suns-Nets.
I think it's Suns-Nets.
Yeah. Here's how they do it. They send him out with a scuba tank and full mouth covering,
mm-hmm.
Darth Vader style mm-hmm. mask.
One of those plague masks, those old timey like plague
doctor.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's what cool. they need to do.
That would be horrifying.
Yeah, it would be.
It'd be scary. What? Hey guys, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from @JaredKW13. Who wants to know, would OKC use their treasure chest of assets for Luka or Zion to pair with SGA, or are they committed to the rebuild?
If you can get Luka, you're going to get Luka. If you can get Zion, you're going to get Zion.
Yeah, the thing is that those guys are not on the trade block.
Yeah.
Okay. The stories, yes, they're juicy. They're fun. Could they eventually be on the move? Absolutely. Are they trading them this summer? Heck no.
No.
heck no.
Yeah, the only way that these guys, I think, are getting traded is if they go to their, like, right before their, like, free agency summer and say, I'm not re-signing. Send me to this list of teams.
Yeah, and I promise you, Oklahoma City will not be on that list.
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
Right, yeah.
But we're big league city.
But we're big league city, too.
We have SGA.
We have SGA, but SGA will probably be in the trade if we're going to be trading for one of those guys. Scissor Tail's cool.
Oh, hey,
you guys been in the Omni yet?
I did. I went to their pool last weekend.
It's cool.
It is cool.
Oh, you went to the pool?
Uh-huh. And I just walked right in.
You can really? Just walk right in.
Uh-huh. Yeah. My friend was staying there, and he was like, just come out here. And I came and walked in with a case of beer.
Yeah.
No one stopped me. Went right up.
It's cool. It is super nice.
Yeah.
It is
we should
nice.
We should show Luca.
You could stay at this hotel every now and then if you want.
You would have a home if you were here. That's probably where you go.
Take a look.
Let's just, hey guys, everyone tweet Luca pictures.
The arena's right there.
Let's just all tweet Luca pictures of our big league city and all the canal.
Look at this canal. You can ride on this boat.
Next to Toby Keith's Bar and Grill.
That might be one of the bigger dorks too. Just talking about, let's talk about our own fan base.
Yeah.
The dorks that are really trying to convince themselves and convince other people on Twitter that, like, no, actually Oklahoma City's like a bigger market than you
Jay,
think it is.
You are just doing this because Jay would be so mad at you right now, I think.
Yeah.
No,
This is your chance.
Jay has talked on both sides of this.
He loves the city, man.
He loves the city, but he has been reasonable about the reality of Oklahoma City's.
Maybe. But those were weak moments. He's a fan of this city, and he stands up for the city, and I respect that.
I like Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
You can't think, you cannot think that other NBA players would look at Oklahoma City the way we do.
Someone who loves Oklahoma City so much, he sure did move to Tulsa.
That's true.
I like Tulsa better.
No.
I would still be there if I didn't have a baby.
So.
That says a lot.
It does say a lot. That says a lot. Yeah, I mean, just flying into the cities, like these guys fly into the cities, you look out the window, that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
And just know, like, yeah, I'm probably not ever going to play here.
Yeah. You know? Okay, be honest. What are the other small markets? Memphis. Is New Orleans a small market?
Yeah, it is.
Does Oklahoma City have the least amount of culture of every... Maybe not Salt Lake City. I mean, their culture is Mormon. But
even you fly into Salt Lake and it's like beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful. Even at the airport. Like you look out the window at the airport. I've been there and it's like, this is incredible.
Yeah. That church looks like it's an alien church. Well, it kind of is, actually. They kind of believe it is.
And also they have Dwayne Wade
up there now. That's so weird.
It is weird, but it's happening. Oklahoma City has to be the least cultured
city.
Right?
Who was it that didn't come because we didn't have
Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol. Yeah, we didn't have the ballet. We do have a ballet, but...
No, I thought it was opera.
It was opera.
Yeah.
I think it was opera.
I mean, if we... Yeah. I think that we may have a better chance to get past prime Pau Gasol today than we did back then, but also maybe not.
But back then you had Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, and you still couldn't get Pau Gasol.
I know.
That's wild.
That's bad.
And I think they went and met with him, didn't they?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, Kevin.
I thought they met with him and still couldn't get him. He was like, sorry, guys. Me. That's what I need.
Yeah, I'm going to play for the mediocre Chicago Bulls.
We had to trick Paul George into thinking the city was like the Jones Assembly everywhere. Then a guy here was like, oh, that's literally the only place.
And it worked.
It worked.
It did work. But that's Paul George. Let's not give him too much credit.
That was a fun evening.
You were there.
Open bar.
That was a fun evening.
You were both there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We took a picture with Brian Davis with fidget spinners. Yes,
they gave away Paul George fidget spinners. I still have mine.
And
wow,
that was great.
That's an item that I already forgot was a rage.
That was great. Let's go to the stream real quick before we go to our next Twitter question. We have Lawrence Field, Kyle Clark, Josh Morrison in Virginia. He's getting on the tractor. Sorry, I had to miss this. Hoopstock 69 from the moon. We have Ryan Tye, New Zealand, Miguel Davila, Wojcik. We have Jay. I don't think that's RJ, but it is AJ.
What's up, AJ?
Jake Hendricks in Kansas City. Greg Stevens says, Lotto Day. He is in Sydney. Let's see. Kyle Clark's asking if the lottery party will be live streamed. I will do my best to make that happen. No guarantees. You should be there. Let's see. Patrick Whitehead in Weatherford. Jimmy Woodpecker says, nice jersey.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Lawrence Field asks, which is a bigger dumpster fire right now, Dallas or Houston?
Dallas right now. Dallas. It's just...
I still say Houston. Underrated dumpster fire. They've just been burning for longer.
Yeah.
Because they have nothing. Like, at least Dallas still has Luka.
God, Dallas just feels like a freaking landfill caught on fire, though.
Yeah. All of a sudden. I mean, if Houston gets the number one pick, maybe I would say Dallas.
Well, yeah.
So, we'll see. Sam in New Zealand. Tyler Field says, what's up, my dudes?
What's up, my dudes?
The Fluky in Germany. Zach Zorbenik, good morning from Frontier City.
Oh. Is it still called Frontier City?
I think.
No, it's Six Flags. But Six Flags Frontier City? Or is it just Frontier City?
It's just Frontier City.
Oh.
Jimmy Woodpecker's in Maryland, by the way. Oh. Kyle Newman is in Melbourne. It's 10:15 p.m. Friday night in the future.
Thank you, Australians, for spending your Friday nights with us.
Woo! All right. Next Twitter question.
All right. Our next Twitter question comes from @RobSpence02, who wants to know, how is it possible that Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo have virtually identical measurables on paper, yet have such drastically different physical appearances? Does KD have a steel skeleton?
Because neither... Also ask yourself this. Have you ever seen someone that looks like Giannis either? They both are completely unique physical individuals.
The human body is a beautiful, mysterious thing.
Oh, I couldn't have said it better myself, my friend.
It's true.
Okay, what's the most mysterious thing about your physical body?
About mine?
Yeah, think about it. Do you have a third nipple? I have a friend who has a third nipple.
I don't.
Like, do you have anything?
I'm double jointed in my thumb.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Ugh, you freak.
Yeah, that's disgusting. God. You should be subscribed to our YouTube channel.
My body.
Your thumb is doing like a robot worm.
It really is. It's pretty. Do you ever do that on the dance floor?
I do. It's my closing argument in nearly every case I have. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, check this out. You ever think a thumb could do this?
works every time. I got a lot of like tongue tricks.
We've got to go to the next question.
Let's go to the next Twitter question. It comes from @Cashy_AU, who says, with a pervasive instant gratification culture, do you ever see player power extending to draftees advising non-preferred markets that they will turn down the rookie extension unless Supermax if they draft them, as opposed to what Simmons did with refusing workouts?
I mean, it's happened already. Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of been happening like for a while.
Damon Stoudemire, Steve Francis. Yeah. I mean, like it's been a thing that's happened. It's actually like during the player empowerment era, it hasn't happened. So I don't know.
It's almost shifted now to where they're like, well, you know, I can make the most money if I just go to the team that I'm drafted by.
Yeah.
And then sign that next extension. And then I can always, you know, demand a trade 3 years from now.
Definitely. And also the internet has changed everything. Because back in the day, if you land in Vancouver, it's like, I'm like no one will see me.
Right.
Like, no one will know that I am a good basketball player if I'm playing here. Now you can, it doesn't matter what market you're in. Like if you're great, you'll be on TV and everything, you know, everybody will notice you.
So I kind of have an example of that with SGA. So there's a local, brand, like streetwear brand here called Zeal Clothing. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Mm-mm.
It's this guy, Micah, and it's a cool brand, and it like has a really good following, and he sells out of like everything. Well, SGA really likes it. He's worn a lot of Zeal stuff at games.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, will call Micah and be like, hey, on your next drop, like, let me get this, let me get in before everyone else so I can mm-hmm. buy. Oh, Lou Dort wears it too. There's one other player that wears it a lot too. And he's playing, he's wearing this stuff and showing it on his Instagram mm-hmm. and going to games in it and all of this. And so that is something, how do I get this back around to what we were talking about?
I don't know. That's what I'm very curious yeah. about.
I guess my point is, like, he knows, he's into fashion, and he can even find fashion that he's into here in Oklahoma City, and he can post, he can still post on his Instagram to all of his followers who aren't here, and still kind of build that identity around fashion and everything that's going on.
Were you paid to talk about this?
Yeah, Zeal Clothing... .co.
I knew it. He wants in on the next drop.
Oh no, he's trying to get in on the next drop.
That is true, because like they can just put, you know, if they can get popular on Twitter, Instagram. I mean, they have so much more like reach.
Yeah.
Into just fans, you know, because they're in everybody's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything's so connected now.
Mm-hmm.
Get off my lawn, kids.
Why?
Did you sound like an old man? Everything's so connected.
No,
now.
I'm saying that in a positive way. I'm saying in a positive way. I mean, that is something that does help OKC. If that's kind of the theme we're on this week, is thank God there's internet.
It's true. All right, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from @TravIsFunny, who wants to know, of the former Thundermen left in the playoffs, who is the most annoying when on the court? He's saying Harden. And who should we root for the most? He thinks campaign, based on his career ups and downs.
It's Reggie Jackson to me. I mean, Harden, I can't really stand watching him, but Reggie Jackson being good for the Clippers right now is driving me insane.
Yeah, after being bad for so long, and like even being bad for the Clippers last year, where you're like, why are they even bringing him back? And then he's in there hitting threes and wearing all of his accessories. It's just like, man, like, this is the worst. This is the worst outcome.
He's showing up on like NBA Twitter highlights, like the actual NBA account.
Yes.
Like, tough shot by Reggie. And then that emoji with snot coming out of his nose or whatever that is.
It's the worst.
Smoke? What is that?
It's like...
Yeah,
it's smoke. It's not snot. It's like a bull charging.
Listen, you yeah. do that and tell me what comes out of your
it's
nose.
It's a bull charging.
Do it. I'll do it right now.
Does a bull have like stuff like that come out of their nostrils? Is that only cartoons?
I think it's mainly cartoons, but also I think it is.
Talking to your mic.
I think it also is kind of bulls. Bulls, I think, do that because they're in the dusty arena event against the Luchador.
Mm. I think and a bull, they, when it does go, it in real life, it's actually a snot bubble that comes out.
It's not that.
I don't think so either. I just don't know that it's anything.
I think that I get some good Luchador. Careful, because the Luchador clips could be, you're going to see some violence.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You
know, they yeah. I don't know. Let us know if you're a, you know about bulls.
Let us know
yeah.
you know about bulls.
We hey. Do not endorse bullfights.
Speak for
the man. Running of the bulls.
Okay.
Do we not?
Well, we don't want PETA on us, dude.
Let's go to our next Twitter question. It comes from @MedicineClam, who wants to know our stance in the great debate of fried potatoes.
Oh my gosh, these people are just getting destroyed by this.
Potatoes. Yeah. Are you a fry guy or a totsman?
Are either any of you totsmen?
It just really depends.
If I go to Sonic, I get tots. And if I go to Coney Island, I get tots. Anywhere else, I...
Oh, my gosh. We're watching
a bullfight. This guy just got yeeted.
He did. flipped over.
But those two places where I tots, anywhere else I fry.
So far, no smoke out of the bull's nostrils.
However, post that to your Twitter, because that was a good one.
That was pretty good. Okay, yeah. Confirm, no smoke out of the bull's nostrils.
Yeah.
Cartoons only. I'm a fry guy primarily. And you have to be pretty bad at making fries for me to choose tots.
Which is Sonic. That's Sonic. That's the reason
Sonic, the fries are are trash.
Their fries are straight trash. Those are some of the worst fries in the fast food world.
Yeah, and I think they know it too.
Yeah.
They know. They're all about their tots.
They're all about the tots.
They're all about saying, look how good
they know what they're good at. Yeah. You know what? Credit to them for not trying to push the fries.
Yeah, we acknowledge that you know yourself, Sonic.
Yeah, they have fries, but they invest in the tots.
Yeah. I'm a hash brown guy, though. At home, okay, if you're getting frozen fried potatoes.
Yeah.
The hash brown, like, patties, what do you call them? You know what I'm saying? The like, pre-made, like, oval hash browns.
Yeah.
Those are the best frozen fried potato to cook at home.
Mm.
They are.
In the oven?
In the oven. Fries, it's almost impossible to get a good fry at home.
You know what you need is an air fryer. I think that's how you get good fries.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. You ever cut your own fries?
No. God, that's a lot
of work. My sister made me like those. She made me, she tricked me. One, she made air fryer Chick-fil-A style fries. Mm-hmm. And she was like, have these. I just got these fries from Chick-fil-A. Try them out. And when I was like, oh, yeah, it's good. I mean, they're pretty good. And she was like, ha-ha, they're not Chick-fil-A. They're air fryer. I was like, I'm leaving. This is a huge just stab in the back.
Air fryers are great.
They are good. Hey, guys, move on to next Twitter question. Is that what you wanted to do?
Yep.
Okay.
Here's hey, one. Luke, try these fries from a Chick-fil-A.
I was like, okay, like, I
Who
guess.
Who says that?
It's exactly what she said.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, our next.
You want to talk about bigger dorks?
Bigger yeah. dorks.
I'm going to prank. I've been planning this prank for weeks.
She was very.
Try this chicken from a Chick-fil-A.
Okay, our next Twitter question comes from @grooms_Jeb, who wants to know, do you guys have any spiritual strategies to thwart bad luck and bring in good luck on lottery night? I feel like I should avoid going to the bathroom all day until the lottery is over.
That's a solid strategy.
Thanks, guys.
We don't recommend that you do that.
It's going to be a rush to the mule bathroom after.
However, I'm not sure that we will get the number one pick if you don't do it.
Yeah. I'm just going to say.
I'm not sure.
Everyone's everyone's spiritual strategies to thwart bad luck are different.
Yeah.
And I think wearing some thunder stuff helps.
Yeah.
Pretty spiritual, like, you know. Not taking a dump all day. also wearing a 69 jersey. Those are two of the most spiritual things I can think of.
When I think of the spirits, that's what I think of.
Yeah.
These are,
you know, hey.
Zach Zobernick says, I think it's heated air coming out of the nostrils when it's cold.
Okay, that's pretty good.
But where... when you think of a bull, like I never Here's think of them to, being in the cold.
Here's what you need to type in onto YouTube or whatever you searched. Search bull snort.
Okay.
Because it's what it is. It's a snort.
That sounds like a dad curse. Yeah.
Oh, bull snort. Snorting angry bull. Let's see this.
51 seconds. Oh, we have to have an ad. Someone is making some coin off of this bull snorting.
Okay.
God, that's a bunch of bull snort.
While we're waiting on that, everyone...
Oh, there it goes.
Oh.
But it does appear to be cold.
Huh.
But this is not the kind of bull I'm talking about.
What other bull is
just
there?
This is just the first video. I mean, there's
no horns? That's a heifer.
That's thousands. There's thousands of bull snort videos.
That's a heifer snort.
Yeah, I think they might be right. Big Angus bull letting everyone know he is the boss is the title of this video.
Oh, that emoji is when someone's letting you know they're the boss.
This one?
Yeah, ready to charge.
Okay, let's see. Because this one does
It's
not,
a bull in a field.
It does not appear to be cold.
He just did it.
Did you see it?
Okay, that was...
Did you see anything?
I think it's snot.
Oh, he's quite proud.
See, I've been saying that the whole time.
That's what Taylor said. Maybe I should share my screen so that our YouTubers can... I don't know if I can legally do this, but here we go. Anyways.
Sharing screen now. Here's my best bull snort.
Okay, so here's the bowl.
It's
we
not.
We didn't ask for that.
He just snotted all
trying
over
to
the
fill air.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think that it might be what Zach is saying, that it could just be that when it's cold.
Yeah, I just had to wipe snot off my face. It's definitely snot.
Yeah. All right.
Lucas? Oh, here you go. Here's our next Twitter question from at Miguel Davila 25, who wants to know, can the L-man share his self-care tips so that we can use it after the lottery? Seems that he is the least stressed among you guys, as always, so I think we need to know how he does it. This is a compliment. Look at me, stress-free L-man.
Stress-free. He literally told me on the phone yesterday he's so stressed out right now.
That's true.
I have been stressed.
The same phrase he said to me yesterday on the phone.
I have been stressed about certain things and related to our little lottery party. However, I'm the least stressed. You guys are more stressed. Here's what it is. Skincare. Been into skincare lately. I've gotten some Jack Black daily moisturizer.
Jack, like the actor?
Like the actor, but there's a skincare.
And musician?
Fleetly Doodly Boop?
Yes. There's skincare line of products, and I have like some under eye roller stuff, and I have some daily moisturizer, and I got some lotions. I've been lotioning and daily moisturizing.
You know, Jack Black, he does look pretty good.
He looks great. But the other thing that I've been doing is just a lot of beer and alcohol and wine. That just washes the stress of the day right away.
Wow. Just pushes that stress right back down.
Yep. You wake up in the morning, just a big old coffee from Starbucks. That's where I'm going right after this.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wake up every morning, all those repressed feelings from the night before shoot right up to the top. You top it off with some coffee, anxiety through the roof, get through the day, boom, alcohol, gone. Till the next morning, and then all the repressed feelings come back up, and then this cycle for 20 years.
Amen, brother.
And wake up, realize you have a problem, change, find a different thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Just change your addiction.
Miffed and peeved.
I'm mad about trains. I've been mad about trains before. The train that, you know, blocks your way when you're trying to get somewhere.
You hate all trains.
I'm just not a train guy. But
small trains, big trains.
After I was at the Omni, I was coming back to my house, and you're going, like, we're pulling out, and I'm looking over and you see coming our way a train. And I said, you know what's going to be a problem getting back to my house from there is that train right there.
Oh.
And guess what? Drove back, got there, and right as I'm pulling up, the gate's lowering.
Oh, God, I can't think of much worse than that.
You know.
Man, hey, do you ever think about when you're watching a train and it takes four effing ever? Do you ever think about how long the train is? Do you think a train is a mile long?
Yeah, I think a train is a mile long.
That's kind of unbelievable. Like, how long are trains?
I think some trains, there are trains I would imagine that are longer. But it's nice when you get a little shorty.
It is
that
nice.
Just passes right by. Like, if it's just one train and a little caboose, that's the best thing in the world. But when you got a big long one, that's no good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The longest train in the world is 4.53 miles.
Oh, that's too long. Can you imagine getting stuck waiting on that train? Oh, my God. That's like a 30-minute wait.
You'd be there for a long time.
And it's so long. It's like, and it's so loud, too.
Yeah.
Trains. Ugh. Ugh. Kill me.
My truck broke down.
Oh, man.
Twice.
It's because it's full of chairs.
Oh, it did have different furniture in it whenever it did break down.
Yeah.
Twice. And then my pool got green.
What?
And I was mad about it.
You gotta call me, man.
It's all good.
Your chemicals are out of whack.
It's all good now. I know I had to have my pool guy come back out.
You probably had to shock it.
Definitely had to shock it. There's one other thing. I don't remember. All right, join us. Join us at the Mule on Tuesday night.
The Edmund Mule.
Yeah, the Mule.
Don't go to the other one.
Yeah,
the Mule. But do in your general life,
but not on the lottery night.
Yeah.
Because then you won't be there with us.
If you want to hang out with us, be at the Mule in Edmond, 16 South Broadway in Edmond.
Edmond.
Have you guys been doing, like, hanging out with people again? It's been fun. It has not been as awkward as I thought it was going to be.
I have no social skills. I've lost them all.
I still have handshake anxiety.
Oh my God, that is the worst. If you have to meet a new like guy, like if your girl's like husband or whatever. Sorry.
Excuse me? What? You have to meet your girl's husband?
But I'm the side piece, yeah. No, if like if it's a friend and you have to meet the guy and you haven't met him before, oh
yeah.
Dude, there's nothing worse than like, because there's five options that could happen.
Yeah.
You know.
Fist bump is the best outcome, right?
I'm really over. Yeah. I'm really over handshakes. I'm just fist bumping from now on.
It's a respect thing.
So your dad has been doing it for years.
I said, fist me.
All right. See you guys on Tuesday.
I would have gone to the wrong mule, 100%.
Gone to the wrong mule.
See you guys.
See you.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.